At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, everybody, this is just unacceptable, and I want to use this as an opportunity to draw a dichotomy between the present and the future. Donald Trump just stormed off on the White House front lawn after being asked about the Iranian schoolgirls that were killed during the opening salvo of this war roughly 70 days back, which, by the way, we've blown past the 4 to 6 week deadline, the 60-day congressional authorization deadline, and now we're just in no man's land in yet another endless Middle Eastern war that the Republicans have no control over and don't want any of us to ask questions about. So Donald Trump is asked a question about the war. He's asked, hey, We're very far in this war. In particular, he's asked, we're 10 weeks into it, or 10 weeks since a missile hit a school in Iran. Do you now know who fired that missile? And Donald Trump does not have an answer whatsoever. The reporter then doubled down online and said, hey, I'm the reporter here. And in my humble opinion, the question should be asked more often. More than 100 children were reported killed at Manab in the girls' school. Why is our media so weak? Why is our media so incapable of pressing on a question over and over? Every single journalist should have leaped off of Niall's back here and asked the exact same question. But we apparently somehow live in a media environment now where if I try to press a Trump supporter on an answer, or if a reporter tries to press Donald Trump himself, then we are the ones who are breaking some sort of rule or norm or decorum. And I say F that. I say we continue to press forward and push for a better future. Before I break down all of these clips of Donald Trump on the White House front lawn, I would like to show you one of my favorite examples of the future. None other than, not David Axelrod, but AOC. None other than Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I like David Axelrod as well. They were in Chicago tonight, not far from me, at the University of Chicago Institute of Politics. And AOC gets asked about her ambitions to potentially run for president. And I've never heard such a captivating answer to a question like this. I mean, it's a very common question that many people are being asked in the Democratic Party. AOC, Gavin Newsom, Andy Beshear, John Ossoff is getting asked all the time, J.B. Pritzker. But AOC's answer here is just perfect. Chef's kiss. And I want to show you all the future before we jump into the gritty present of what Donald Trump is actively doing and then covering up. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We will not let the Republicans cover this up, and we will make sure there is accountability in the future. Take a listen.
Oh, yeah.
But last thing before we go to the students, because I would be drawn and quartered if I did not say this. There are a lot of people who would like you to run for president in 2028. Mm-hmm. Apparently some of them are here. And there are people who, there are others who would like you to run for the United States Senate. Senator Schumer's up in 2028.
That would be a great power move. That would be a really clever move.
I don't know. It sounded like even more.
Should we do it? To New York or to other parts of the country?
How many would like AOC to stay in Congress? See? They want you to make a move.
Yeah.
What say you about all of this?
You know, it's funny because in this op-ed that Jeff Bezos paid for in the Washington Post, there was this line that you had mentioned earlier about, well, as a potential 2028 contender, XYZ. And in the context of that, it was very clear this was a veiled threat, right? So the elite saying, if you want this job, you just stepped out of line. And we want you to know where the real power is. And it's in the modern day barons who own the post and own the algorithms, and we'll make an example out of you. And what's funny about that is that they assume that my ambition is positional. They assume that my ambition is a title or a seat. And my ambition is way bigger than that. My ambition is to change this country. Presidents come and go. Senate, House seats, elected officials come and go. But single-payer health care is forever. A living wage is forever. Workers' rights are forever. Women's rights, all of that. And so anyways, a finer point to your question is that when you aren't attached, right? When you haven't been like fantasizing about being this or that since the time you were 7 years old, it is tremendously liberating, because I get to wake up every day and say, how am I going to meet the moment? And conditions change radically all the time. So I make my response less to an attachment to some positional, title or position, and working backwards from there. But I make decisions by waking up in the morning, looking out the window, and observing the conditions of this country.
Okay, I think it was incredibly necessary to show you all what the future of this country looks like before we dive into the gritty present that Donald Trump is currently enacting on us. In this question right here, our president gets asked about the Manab Girls School that was struck in Iran during the opening salvo of Operation Epic Fury, which is now a failure. It is now entirely over. And what I want to point out here is that everything AOC just laid out in this video about not having a positional mindset and caring about helping people is torn to shreds by what Donald Trump stands for. He is somebody who, since he was 7 years old, has been dreaming of positions of power, abusing positions of power, and doing shit like this. So the cover-ups that we've seen since he got into office need to all be exposed. This is one of them. Take a listen to him being asked about Manab Girls School.
Very closely. We're at a point almost 10 weeks after a missile hit a girls' school in Iran. Who fired that missile?
So that's under study right now, and we'll give you a report as soon as we have it.
When is the report coming? In 2 weeks? We're going to give you a report as soon as you have it? They said that like 8 weeks ago. Niall Stanaj says, I am the reporter here, and in my humble opinion, this question should be asked more often. More than 100 children were reported killed at Manab. In this clip right here, we see Donald Trump being asked about hantavirus.
I'd like to see a big extension. Okay?
Will you travel to Moscow, Mr. President?
Will you consider leaving the World Health Organization because of the outbreak of hantavirus?
No, we seem to have things under very good control. They know that virus very well. It's been around a long time. Not easily transferable, unlike COVID.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm getting really, really light flashbacks to the beginning of the COVID pandemic. Not trying to say that it's going to get that big. We actually don't know right now. But hearing Donald Trump say...
But we'll see. We're studying it very...
Hearing him say, we'll see, as things are rapidly spreading, does not inspire confidence in me, to say the least. In this clip right here, Donald Trump essentially just walks off because he has nothing for the reporters.
That's just individual movement. We want to get the whole thing in.
Mr. President!
This was maybe a 2-minute press conference in which he ranted about his cover-ups, in which he screamed about his failed war, downplayed hantavirus, and then walks off. When we talk about the future versus the present, I think there is a very, very great America on the other side of all of this, but it's going to take some rewiring of the institutions, some incredible anti-corruption campaigns, and to make sure that politicians aren't beholden to these special interest groups and lobbyists, but beholden to the average voter. There is massive, massive wealth inequality. There are massive issues with our institutions, and the people in power aren't really incentivized to address them because they are getting donations from the people who are the wealthiest, right? So we need to rewire a lot of this, and it is absolutely possible. People like AOC understand that. Us at Mockler Media, we understand that, and we appreciate all of your support. So make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Mockler Media feed. You can become a paid subscriber to help us build our team. I love you all. Peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.